morning, all. I will call the meeting to order of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission for Friday, the 23rd of October, 2020. Welcome, everyone. First item to mention is the hatchery reform agenda. Item number 10 has been struck from the agenda. And the other note is the executive session was moved from Saturday until Friday today, probably at about, expect around 3 o'clock. So we are now on commissioners' discussion. Any commissioners have any comments or nice stories to share or anything? I don't see any hands up. Somebody has something, I hope. Okay. I guess not. Meeting minute. Commissioner Anderson, I didn't see your hand. Oh, you're not. I couldn't see you. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I've got a little technology issue going today, so I'll be probably on speaker and not the video feed very much. I'll do my best.
Well, please, Jim, speak up. If you want to make any comments so I can hear you, and I'll certainly acknowledge you as quickly as possible. Any other commissioner discussion? Okay. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, sir.
Okay. Meeting minute approval. I guess, Commissioner Thorburn, would you like to start off, and then we'll go to Brad on the big tent side?
So we're doing meeting minute approval?
Yes.
First? Okay. All right. So there are two meeting minutes to approve, and I'll do them one at a time. The first is the webinar conference minutes of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission of October 2nd, 2020. I move to approve as submitted.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second Larry Smith.
Seconded by Commissioner Smith. Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
And the second is the webinar minutes of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission of October. September. September. 11th and 12th. I'll move to accept as it's submitted.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll do it again, Larry Smith.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith. Seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Now I'm on the right page. We're down to committee reports. Kim, would you like to continue with the committee report first, or have Brad go and then you? Your pleasure.
I'm happy to go ahead. I have two committees to report on. The Wolf Committee met on, again, dates. I believe it was October 2nd. To just discuss all of the activities that we're following going on with wolf policy, where there's a lot going on. We hadn't had an update for a while. We were hoping, one is the periodic status review. We were hoping to be joined by the University of Washington scientists who are putting together the population status modeling. They were unable to join us. However, they sent us a written report and they're making very good headway. They've pretty much identified all of the factors that will go into the model and have pulled that data together. We're hoping to have regular meetings with them to stay up to date on what's going on with their modeling work. They're on schedule, and we're expecting to see results sometime spring of next year. The second is we got an update on where we are with the post-recovery planning. As you'll recall, the scoping was long and broad, and so it provided lots and lots of pieces of information that will go into the formulation of alternatives. That process is going on internally, and it's about to sort of go through the final level of review internally, and the committee will be seeing draft soon, as will the public, of draft alternatives, the next step in the SEPA. The final thing that we discussed the timeline for the rulemaking that the governor has ordered us to do. That process also is being looked at internally. It's pretty much determined. You might recall that the governor's letter required that we try to get this done before the next grazing season. However, this is going to be a pretty complex rule, looking at the kinds of things that he ordered us to put in it. Well, he didn't order us, but because he recognizes that rulemaking can't be predetermined. But one of the things that he, or the items regarding non-lethal tools are likely to have an economic impact on the small businesses, the grazers. And so there's going to be an economic analysis that's required as part of this rulemaking, and that's a time-consuming process. So we will not probably be seeing these rules on the timeline that his letter mandated. So. That was pretty much what we discussed. Does anybody on the committee want to add anything? That would be Vice Chair Baker or Commissioner Anderson or Commissioner Linville. And I see Commissioner Linville has her hand up, Larry.
Commissioner Linville, go ahead, please.
Just a very brief point of clarification. The Wolf Committee subcommittee meeting was on October 12th.
Thank you. Commissioner or Vice Chair Baker has her hand up. Chair Carpenter.
Vice Chair Baker, please.
Just to follow up with what Kim said about the timing of the rule. We talked about this at length, and we talked about being motivated to try to get the rule done, but because of just the process that's involved, we might not be able to. The other thing that we discussed was that we fully intend to do something and to try to get a rule done, but we aren't bound by the rulemaking to make improvements to the process if there are improvements to be had. We're focused on this now. And as part of that, at least Commissioner Linville, Thornburn, and myself participated, mostly listened to the WAG subcommittee on what has at least previously been called chronic zones.
Conflict zones.
Yeah, just the other day, it was very informative for me. I had internet problems that day, so I wasn't able to participate much, but we are beginning to do more in terms of deep dives, in terms of wolf policy. And so we all listened, and I think we all listened pretty hard.
Thanks, Barbara. Larry, I have another committee report, so I'll continue.
Yes, please do so, Kim.
And that was the Wildlife Committee, which met yesterday. We had three items on the agenda. The first is the Greater Sage-Grouse Periodic Status Review, which was commenced earlier this year. It will be meeting its five-year required deadline when it's presented to us early next year. The process is currently out for public review. The document is drafted, there's a public comment time period as part of the SEPA. It's 90 days, I believe. So we got an update on the process. One of the consideration and the recommendation that's put forward in the draft is to uplist the greater sage-grouse, which is currently state threatened. So the uplisting would make it state endangered. That recommendation actually was made prior to the September wildfires in eastern Washington, which had a huge impact on our small populations. Most of the leks were burned, a lot of sagebrush was taken out. It's going to challenge both survival through the winter as well as reproduction next spring for our fragile populations. When this happened, staff had discussion about whether or not to move forward with an emergency rule for uplisting. However, it doesn't really meet the requirements of an emergency rule. So we're just going to proceed through the process of the PSR, and we'll be seeing that early next year. The next topic was a presentation by Captain Myers from Region 4 about work that is being done to update the department's response to dangerous wildlife, human conflict that result in that result in a serious incident where there's real potential for injury or serious injury or death. Captain Myers was the enforcement person who responded to the North Bend cougar death a few years ago. He has a broad experience in emergency response. He's also received some training that's offered by British Columbia on response to these kinds of fortunately very rare incidents, but ones that really require a thoughtful and pre-planned response. He's updating our procedures now. It was a really interesting report. Eric also participated in this discussion, and there was a discussion about how important education and outreach is to the public to understand about being able to avoid these kinds of situations. We talked about dangerous wildlife can actually be we tend to think of the carnivores, but wildlife is wildlife, and it can be all species can be dangerous with interactions, and they can be unpredictable. So it was a really interesting presentation, and we feel I think committee members were pretty pleased with the direction that the department is going under Captain Meyer's leadership. And then the final presentation discussion that we had was, as I think everybody's aware, we're working on the 3-year hunting package, hunting rule package that will be coming before the commission next year. It's a pretty intensive process on the part of the wildlife program to put this together. They've been gathering information about interest in rules and rule changes throughout this past 3 years. They've been doing surveys, they've had some public meetings, and we had kind of a summary of some of the highlights that have come out of the public process and where we are. So that was the agenda of the committee. It kind of went over time. There was a lot to discuss. And I'll ask, I see Commissioner Anderson. Larry is a member of the committee.
Commissioner Anderson.
We're going to try the comments. Hopefully this works. I was impressed. I'm speaking particularly about the wildlife or hunting rule changes, and that the staff has collated and put together this. A lot of these issues came up during this past year. It was one of those, we'll deal with it in the 3-year discussion. And, you know, as a new commissioner, that could also mean we're not going to deal with it. But that isn't what was happening. What has happened is those are teed up for further discussion. And I want to give a compliment to the staff for doing that at this stage.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Commissioner Linville.
I don't know if on the subcommittees folks can go back and watch them, but I would really encourage the public to watch particularly Captain Meyer's presentation on human livestock. Oh my gosh. Big surprise. That's what's on my brain. Wildlife conflicts. He was impressive. And I think the path that he's leading the state forward with is, you know, people can really take some real comfort in it. And so I just encourage if people to watch that. It was really good.
Commissioner Anderson, do you have your hand up or have you failed to take it down? I see it's up.
Well, actually, Molly raises the other point, and I will comment on that. You know, I think the presentation was largely about incident command and the ability to respond and effectively do the work out there. There was also discussion about education and communication and like, so taken into account and make sure are fully functioning both pro in the time of crisis. So I'm thinking about the work of the outreach and public education. I think that's really critical because a lot of incidents are failure to maybe understand or be aware of what can happen out there. And so without finger pointing or anything, and the captain was clearly trying to be straightforward and compassionate. You know, so there is responsibility on the part of of all of us as we go out into the wilds or into our backyards in some cases, with this issue.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Commissioner Thorburn, does that wrap up your two reports?
It does.
Thank you so much. I'll move over to Commissioner Smith and the Big Tent Committee report. Brad?
No, I'm doing Habitat.
Habitat.
Yeah, we met yesterday, and as the agenda shows, we're four items, but we dropped that down to kind of like two and a half. But most of the time was spent on the Northwest Straits Commission, the Kelp Conservation and Recovery Plan briefing, which was very interesting. I learned a lot about kelp. And we had two of the staff members, Lucas, who's the director of the Northwest Straits Commission, and Dana, who is in charge of the kelp project. We looked at where we could overlap in terms of some responsibilities of that. I didn't know that you could harvest under the shellfish 10 pounds of kelp a day. So that's one of the areas that we could in the regulations of certain areas, but Commissioner Keogh raised that point. Probably it was interesting. We also looked at the habitat grant programs and on fish passage and the total dollar figure and how we will unfold that in partnering and getting it done. But it was a good meeting, and Morgan did a great job of representing staff and putting it together. So I'll turn it over to my colleagues if anybody's got something else to add.
Hey, Paul. Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Smith. Vice Chair Baker, would you like to touch on any of the Big Ten issues currently?
Well, I could do a committee report.
Yes, that's what I was suggesting.
The Big Ten Committee met on October 18th. Commissioner McIsaac couldn't be with us, but Chair Carpenter joined us at least for most of the meeting, I believe. What we did is we went thoroughly over the proposed strategic plan. I'm not going to dwell on that because we'll be dwelling on that in a few minutes, I believe. But I will repeat the thank you to Commissioner Thorburn. We've heard on occasion that her mother-in-law was an editor, and I'm not sure how those skills transferred, but Kim took a pen to the plan, mostly wordsmithing, but there were quite a few edits, just grammar and splitting up paragraphs, making it more readable. There were a few places where the language was interpreted by each of us differently. We went through those. There were a few substantive areas where we needed to change things, and those were done. So thank you to the staff for listening to us and accepting our edits. So I assume we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Then the other thing that we went through was the commission statement that is a preface to the document. We didn't spend a lot of time on that. We made a few changes. I believe it's attached to the document, and we'll also be talking about that. So it wasn't as exciting of a committee meeting as some of the others, but I think it was very, very productive.
Thank you, Commissioner Baker. Any other comments? Anything from any commissioners? Okay, hearing none.